represent their group.
Thank you. As a returning former member of this committee, I promise to do my due diligence shortly. Senator Hobbins, Representative Hink, members of the committee, my name is Seth Berry. I represent District 67, Bowdoin-Bodenham, Richmond, and Swan Island, and also and the majority whip in the main house, as you know. And I'm here as the fourth and hopefully the last co-sponsor to speak in favor of this bill today. I simply want to say in the most general terms that your work on this committee and the work of the Ocean Energy Task Force have been phenomenal, and that the greatest number of bills having gone to this committee, greater than any other, and all of them having been reported out unanimously, and the unanimous report of the Ocean Energy Task Force, their hard public work on these important issues over the last year, have really, I think, set the stage for success here. And it's a success that we cannot afford to miss. We cannot fail to move forward. We cannot fail to lead on clean energy. In 1998, the average household in Maine spent 5% of its budget on energy. In 2008, we spent 20% of our average household budget on energy, four times as much. And projections are that by 2018, we may well be spending 40% of our household annual budgets on energy. Maine cannot fail to move forward, and we cannot fail to lead, because, as you know better than anyone around here, clean energy is not only the greatest threat to our economy, the energy issues are potentially the greatest threat to our economy, the increase in costs, but clean energy is the greatest opportunity that we face. One of the greatest, certainly the top two or three in my book. We cannot fail to lead, and ocean energy, as you know, is an enormous opportunity because Maine has so much of the offshore wind potential that exists in the country. I believe, and I think that the committee has shown, that we can work through the potential conflicts in uses, the important balances that you and all of us in the legislature need to strike around energy issues. And I have faith that, although it is late, that you will be able to move forward with this bill as a starting point. Clean energy is a matter of jobs, and it is also a matter of national security. All of the money that I just spoke of, as you know, is money that is currently going out of the state. We need to stop the bleeding. We need to make sure that jobs are being created for Mainers. We need to make sure that the billions of dollars each year that we send out of the state begin to stay here in Maine and begin to help Maine to achieve its true potential as an economic powerhouse, not only in this country, but in the world as a whole. And I have no more to say on this issue, except that I agree fully with everything that my co-sponsors on both sides of the aisle have said. I'm happy to take any questions or pass them to those better prepared to answer behind me.
Thank you, Representative Berry. Good to see you back here.
It's good to be here.
Any questions for Representative Berry? Thanks.